In 15 minutes, you made an average meal for your husband, so he won't have to divorce you now.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Ah, shit, it's almost been a month. And a lot of things have transpired in that time. Just to catch up, if you're interested. Mom has decided to go into an assisted living place. So, my sibling and I have been working and found one. She likes it. It's got a nice apartment. She's already gone and had her checkup and all that shit. So, within the next 2 weeks, she'll be moving in to the assisted living place, which means that your buddy's time will be freed up. I don't know if you know this, but taking care of somebody with Parkinson's is a full-time job. Your buddy's been working a full-time job, juggling so many things. And I could tell you all the drama that's gone on, but I won't. I'll save it. And yeah, I'm just out here living life, man, trying to get shit pulled together, and at least I'll get my living arrangements back in order, and I'll move out of the basement back up into the main area where all my stuff is, my couch that treats me so well. Oh, I miss you, couch. You comfort me, and you allow me to sleep. And I'll be having my, just everything will be back to the way it was before my mom and dad moved in. So, it'll be nice. It'll be a little rough for a little while. You know, your buddy has not taken the shot. Your buddy's mom has not taken the shot. And so she's going to have to quarantine for a while in her new apartment before they'll let her out amongst the masses. Fucking bullshit. But it is what it is. Actually, decided to take a vacation. And was supposed to go somewhere nice and have a good time, but nope, my mom decided to have a breakdown. I had it all arranged where she was going to be watched, and she, I can't say that I'm not pissed, because she fucked it up. The person that I had that was going to watch her doesn't want to watch her. She needs too much. My back is going to go out. Of course, now that she's moving in, she's up hop, skipping, and dancing around. And I tell you, female nature. Female nature. I'm just going to be glad to have her living with people her own age. Having shit to do. The finance shit, she should be alright for a while. And, besides, I'm gonna be moving here. I've had to make a few changes in my life. It is what it is. What do you do? What do you do? You can't, I tell you this, you cannot talk any sense into women, so don't even fucking try. If you got a woman that you're involved with in any way, and you can't talk any sense into them, ditch them. Time to walk away. Not even worth the fucking time. Yeah, I'm still seeing Widow. We're doing good. She's a good woman. Believe it or not, there are some good women out there. She knows. She knows that I'll never get married again. She knows that, you know, we're going to just have fun, enjoy life, not get married again. Like I said, later on down the road, might drop some legal paperwork to make some shit happen. But we will see how that all goes. What do you think about the Bidenflation, all the lying and shit going on? Isn't a fabulous place that we live in a fabulous time? Can't just fucking do what's right. Nope. There's always got to be corruption. There's always got to be people fucking other people over. Let's get this shit done. Treason, hanging, firing squads, life imprisonment. That's too good for them, though. Kill them. Kill them all. Kill them all. But, yeah, we got to keep going through this shit. You know, if you've paid any attention to what's going on in the world, facts bad, okay? All the shit that's coming out about it, talked about it before. Had the run-in with Blondie number two. That shit's died down. Very happy about that. Basically, you know, I'm apparently an asshole for trying to wake people up, and I finally just had to say, get bent, go fuck yourself. You're a fucking dumb liberal. Fucking retard. Politics has nothing to do with this. That makes you even fucking dumber. It does, because it's your frame of mind. It's the way you see the world. It's how you deal with things. It's all emotional based. You're a fucking retard. And I want nothing to do with you. Like I said to her, I said, you know, in some ways you made me a better man, but I regret ever having met you. Oh yeah, had a lot of good boom chicka wah wah times. Probably the best sex I've ever had in my life. Widow's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying there's different levels. There's different things. Widow and I have a great time together. Don't get me wrong. It's different. It's fun. She likes to be tied up. She likes to be spanked. It's a good time. What can I say? You guys are like, you put all those fucking pictures on there with all these women tied up and stuff. It's fun. Do it. They love being treated like that. There you go. What can I say? A woman wants to be domineered. Just don't fucking tie yourself in too deep with them. That's all I say. I got a promotion at work. I think I told you that. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been so long since we've talked. Not doing the shit I used to do. I'm more of a manager of some areas. Oh, we'll see if I like it or not. I like it in the respect that I don't have to do the day-to-day grunt work anymore. Point my finger and snap and say, hey, you need to fucking take care of this. There you go. There you go. What else is new? Yeah, got one of my cycles out for, well, I actually rode both cycles today. I got to get a carb job done on my 350. Get that taken care of. I like that bike a lot. I like that bike a lot, but it's got a few minor issues that need to be resolved. I like my highway cruiser, too. So I took the 350 out for a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, the fucking left carb. It's sucking air. Something's going on there. I can rip it apart, but man, I ain't got the time. I don't have the time right now. And, you know, I live in kind of the northern hemisphere. You guys know this. Fucking winter's going to be here. Days are getting shorter as it is. It's going to be fucking snow. in the near future. Got to go through fucking 5 months of just fucking darkness when you wake up, darkness when you when you're done working. Just fucking sucky. Yeah, I've put on a few pounds. What can I say? Before Mom and Dad moved in, man, I had lost a lot of fucking weight. Was in great shape. And I smoke more now than I did before. And I had lost a lot of weight, but I've put on about 12 more pounds since I've lost all that weight. So, still carrying some of that shit around. Not in the best shape of my life anymore. Not that I... It's been a long time since I've been in the best shape of my life, but I was getting there. And then took the fucking backtrack on it. What do you do? What do you do? You know, this holds true. The one that cares the least, wins the most. Right? Because they don't fucking give a shit. And they don't give a shit that they pile their shit on you. I've had to have many conversations with my mom. I'm like, I'm not carrying your fucking burden for you. I'm not carrying your cross for you. I've gotten so pissed at my mom. Because some days she'll be up like dancing around like, oh, I'm doing so good. And other days it's like, can you help me up? Can you grab this for me? Finally, I just said, no, I ain't doing a fucking thing for you. Did help her up twice today. But I'm like, you're going to be living on your own. You're going to be living on your own. You need to fucking do it. Because that's the choice you made. And these fucking women are destroyers. There's nothing to hand down to any other generation. There's no wealth building generation, or generational wealth building, I should say, when there's a fucking woman involved. This is why these fucking rich bastards that got into place, yeah, oh, he's going to start talking socialism. No, I'm just telling you the way it is. These fucking pricks, if you look at the world right now, you got Bill Gates, you got Jeff Bezos, you got all these motherfuckers that are in the public spotlight that have a lot of money, and then you got a shit ton of them that are in the shadows that have a ton of money. And what do? They want no competition whatsoever. So they use their wealth that they've gotten illegally or skirted the system, however, and they pay off people to fuck over everybody else because they want to maintain their monopoly on this. It ain't a situation like back in the 50s, you know, where people were naive. You could work and you could build and you could have a good life. There is no good life right now. Not if you have a wife and children. Both of you motherfuckers are probably going to be working 2-3 jobs just to make ends meet. And then on top of that, you got these stupid bitches out here that don't fucking get it. Don't fucking get it. And they think they're better off on their own. And they'll suck off the fucking teat of the government to make it happen. Newsflash, honey. That shit's coming to an end real quick. Gonna give you something real nice, bitch. Fucking dumb cunts. What do you do? Yeah, you know, your buddy, he might run for office one day. Then one of you fuckers will hear my voice and go, holy shit, that's Tao Gal. And if you're nefarious, you'll go, I'm going to ruin that motherfucker. Even though he's the guy that would probably do the fucking best for everybody. So I'm resigned to just doing this stupid little podcast. Do I want to get involved in this shit? No, not really. Do I want to see America a better place for everybody? Oh, yes, I do. Am I working behind the scenes? Yeah, I'm doing some stuff. I'm helping people out. I'm giving the expertise that I have in certain fields to help people understand some things. But I'll never be an out front guy. Fame, fortune, all that shit. Never wanted it. Don't care. It's fleeting. Doesn't mean a goddamn thing. They'll love you 1 minute and they'll hate you the next. Which one of these fucking Batman movies. By the way, I don't watch really any movies. I've watched a few. I maybe watch 2 movies a month. That is it. You guys know me. I don't have a fucking TV. I don't have a TV in my house. I'll never have another television in my house. I choose what I want to watch. And by God, it better be free. Because your buddy's a cheap bastard. You can find channels on BitChute that have movies. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I haven't seen that one in forever. And I remember it being good. And might watch it again. Or, oh, wow. I heard about that. I might want to see that. I don't spend my time fucking sitting in front of a TV going, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm fucking working most of the time. By the way, I started harvesting out of my garden. I've been doing it for a while, but I planted this certain squash. Holy shit, is that a good squash. And it took over the majority of my garden area. I know next year when I plant, I'm planting it in a completely different area. That is some good fucking squash. And got jalapenos and tomatoes and beans and all sorts of herbs. My eggplants just didn't fucking do it this year. I gotta expand my garden. It's gotta be a bigger fucking garden next year. Thing is, I get deer in my backyard. I get fucking rabbits and squirrels and turkey and chickmunks and fucking mice. All sorts of fucking rodents and critters back there. All sorts of fucking different birds, too. I live in a cornucopia of a wildlife sanctuary in my backyard. And I've had to fence in my garden area. And yet those fucking little bastard squirrels still tend to get in there. Oh, me and Widow, we made some jellies and jams. I actually like doing that. Yes, Taugyal, the happy homemaker. Go fuck yourself. It's for later on, man. Continue to win every once in a while at the meat raffle. Pull tabs have been, I'm a little on a downslide right now. I'm going to take a little breaky break. Mercury's in retrograde or some shit like that. Who knows? I got to get a new front tire on my 350, which I got, and the tube. And it needs left carb work. So, it's sucking some air right now. May have mentioned that. My other cycle, my highway cruiser, runs fucking great. The goat is in good condition. Still patina on the outside and patina on the end. But that car fucking drives awesome. Had to sink in some money into my fucking truck. Had a wheel bearing go out. Needed new tires. My other little car had a fucking nail in the back. Got that taken care of. So all my vehicles right now are running and they're in good condition. So, and I always keep a full tank of gas in all my fucking vehicles. If I go down a quarter, I stop and I fill up. I don't want to be without gasoline and being able to travel. Now, where I'm going here is that winter's almost amongst, so the goat will be going in the storage probably end of October, beginning of November, and so will the cycles probably sometime in October. I'm looking to move too, by the way. So I think in spring the place where I'm at is going to go up for sale, and I thought I found a beautiful fucking place, man. I was ready to go out and drive out there on Monday, and if I liked it, put down some earnest money on it and make it fucking happen. Get out of where I'm at right now. It's about an hour and a half away from where I live right now. Kind of out there a little bit. There's a couple small towns close by. But, find out the fucking real estate agent calls me up and says, hey, you need to give me a call before you come out here and take a look at this. There's some, the house is going to need a new foundation. What? For what you're asking, go fuck yourself. It's going to cost 20 to 50 grand to get the fucking foundation done. Ain't fucking paying that. So, the hunt for Red October, so to speak, is still on. I was talking to Widow. She's like, I would love to live in a situation like that. I'm like, yeah, I know. Be great, wouldn't it? Fucking... Because right now my job has gone 100% remote. As long as I got an internet connection, I can work from anywhere in the fucking world. So, why stay here? That's the way I look at it. Widow and I, we might, head over to Florida for the winter for a month. Get out of the northern climate, go down there, rent a place down by the beach, work our jobs, go do some fucking surf fishing, go to the jetties, get some jack tuna, have some fucking seafood 2-3 nights a week, and just fucking enjoy not being in cold and snow, because I like where I live, don't get me wrong, but I fucking hate winter, man. If I were to rank it, fall is my favorite time of year. Then comes spring, then summer, and I hate winter. So, love 3 out of the 4 seasons, ranked a little differently, but what do you do? MGTOW, men going their own way, Tao Gyal, the art of going your own way. You know, had I known what would have transpired when I got asked, hey, can your dad and I move in with you? I would have said no. I would have said no. You guys need to figure it out and you need to fucking go in. And I've had this conversation with my mom a few times. I'm like, you know, you and Dad, you just fucking sat there and you sat in front of that goddamn boob tube and then you fucking move into my place and then you dump on me. You fucked me over and you put my fucking life on hold. As if my life hasn't been on fucking hold enough. But you know what? On the flip side of the coin, honor thy mother and father. Soon to be out of the situation, it's going to create new drama in some ways. I'm extricating myself from everything as quickly as possible. It's time for me to get to live the rest of my life and go my own way. Instead of, because I tell you, when people can get their hooks in you, they will. They will. I'm not immune to having shit happen to me. You're not immune to having shit happen to you. I love my parents. I love my mom. But holy shit, has this been a fucking drain on me. Lack of sleep most of the time. I've gotten a couple good nights sleep in the last week and a half. But now I'm fucking down again. I want to be done. I fucking said you cannot pile your fucking shit on me because I'm not taking it anymore. And I've taken a stand and I've become kind of a prick to my mom. I don't want to be a prick to her, but she's done it herself. You get what you fucking deserve. You fucking did this. You did it. I didn't do it. You fucking did it. Then you get the whole whine about, I didn't know how to handle it after your dad passed. Okay, I get that, but you fucking dumped on me before that even happened. So, that right there is bullshit. So I'm calling bullshit. Women. I almost think, unfortunately, I'm a diehard romantic, and I gotta break myself of that habit, and I mostly have, because that shit right there will lead you to ruin. But, hey, guess what? It all ends in death anyway, so you gotta choose your battles, right? Are you a complete prick and just give up on anything and live solely for yourself? That's not necessarily a good thing. I want to be helpful, but I don't want to be taken advantage of. I've been taken advantage of. Tired. So, if there's anyone out there that is going through this, has gone through this, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, fuck, man. Well, your buddy Todd yells a prick. Blondie 2 said I'm an asshole. Didn't lose any sleep over breaking up and going her own way. And I'm like, well, good for you. I'm happy about that. Then why are you fucking contacting me and having your friends spy on me? Go fuck yourself. Get bent. Get the fuck out of my life. Never reach out to me again. You're fucking dumb. I'm sick of dumb people. Get ready for the mass waves of death coming from the COVID shots. It's going to be an interesting life. I figure if I'm lucky, your buddy's got 25, give or take, more years in him of life. That shit's going to go by quick. Oh. Oh, wait, hold on. It's a national anthem. I bet this is a fucking ambulance. Because I don't know if you guys have heard the amount of ambulances ramping up in your area. Never used to be like that. Why is that? Could it be because dumb fuckers are dying from the shots or having issues with them? Talking to a guy at my work. Yeah, I got fucking COVID, you know. But I'm fully vaccinated, so I'll be all right. No, you won't. You won't be all right. You're going to be fucking dead in a year or two. If that. What do you do? Time for me to fucking... Even though I'm not in, like, an inner city, it's time for me to fucking get out. get out, live the life that God meant us to live. Fucking plant a garden, live life, make it work. This whole politics of bullshit of living in the city and dealing with fucking retards, having people steal from you, I'm fucking done. So, once mom moves, I got 6 months, get through fucking winter, get through spring, have a fucking couple of garage sales, get rid of a bunch of shit, pack my stuff, move out. Yes, I might move in with Widow for a little bit. Get rid of my fucking house first, find a fucking place, and then move and start setting up a homestead. Plant berry bushes, apple trees, gardens, all sorts of fucking shit. I want to live off the land. I'm done. And if I can keep the fucking job I got, where I'm making as good a money as I can, and with what I've put away, I could have my new homestead paid off in 3 to 5 fucking years. And just be done. Be done. And everything beyond that is going to be fucking gravy. Stacking whatever cash I can. Because I'll fucking drain what I got right now. The majority of it. To fucking pay off any kind of mortgage that I got to take on. Deal with that. Get the fuck out. And then just live life debt-free. Your buddy's debt-free right now. I'm going to have to take on a little debt if I do what I got to do. But I'm going to be fucking happy to get the fuck out of here. I live in a good place. Don't get me wrong. But I want to move out where there's no covenants. I want to have chickens and goats and other animals and get some fucking wild turkeys, get some turkey poults and make them wild. And the ones that fucking live, when they come into the yard and fall, pa-ting, in the spring, pa-ting, wow, there's some fucking turkey dinners, right? My freezers are so fucking packed right now from meat raffle wins, bought a half a cow. I don't need any more. And I constantly win at the fucking meat raffle, so today had a nice fucking bacon and eggs and toast for breakfast. All cheap. Made some fucking sesame chicken for lunch / dinner. All on the cheap because I had fucking won that shit. Time to fucking be done. Your buddy's tired. By the way, you know that goat and those cycles? Those are all assets. I might end up selling that goat because if it's a matter of getting my living place paid off, like, super quick, I'm going to sell the fucking goat. Because it doesn't fucking matter. That's fun. You know, and I can have fun in other ways, too. I just want to be fucking done. Widow and I are going to go hunting in a couple of weeks. And just go out and enjoy. Go out in my little camper. Had to have quite a bit of work done to my truck. That kind of hurt. But it fucking drives like a brand new truck. And what do you do? I know. Well, God, you know, you're not giving us any hatred towards women. I've given you some nuggets here. I'm just fucking talking to you guys. You guys that have been around for a while, you know your buddy Tau Gal. Just tells you about life, man. Tells you about his life because, hey, that's the experience that I can talk about. You know me, I've gone through the fucking shitty divorce, lost my kids, fucking lost everything I had, had to rebuild. Rebuilt. Now it's being torn down a little bit, even more. By what? By another woman. By who? By my mother. Some of the shit that was built up is being torn down again. But you keep going. There's nothing new under the sun. I implore you guys, crack the Bible. Read Ecclesiastes. I would say Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Proverbs is going to steer you away from wicked women. Ecclesiastes will tell you how life actually is. Toil, 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 but you die in the end. For everything there is a season. It is the same above as below. All good fucking knowledge. Why recreate the wheel? Why recreate the wheel? Take it from me if you want to, that that is good fucking wisdom. Do I still hit pitfalls and snares of life? Oh, yes, I do. But I'm able to sidestep the majority of them, and if I do get my foot caught, I know where the fucking release on the trap is to get out, put a fucking little bit of ointment on it, and keep moving. There you go. You're in the know. Bitch Time with Tao Gyao is coming to an end. Hopefully I'll be able to create more videos here in the near future. Just touch base with you, let you know how I'm doing, what's going on in my life, the shit that I'm having to deal with. Gotta fucking come out. Sit in my truck and sit in the garage or somewhere away from where I can actually record something, because half the time it's like, I heard you outside. Who were you talking to? None of your fucking business. None of your business. If it were your business, I'd come in and say, hey, I was talking to my buddy Crimson or whoever, you know, and letting you fucking know. But I get to have my life. Not everything in my life surrounds you. Yes, you did raise me. You did get me up and going. I was out of the house at a fairly young age. And then living the rest of my fucking life on my own with minimal input and almost zero help from you. You helped me a little bit here and there. I paid you back every fucking dime that you helped me out with. I raised a family that turned against me because I'm a prick. So there is an art to going your own way. Your buddy Tao Gyao's a prick. With that said, there. What the fuck? Get some fucking retards yelling off in the distance. Let's start this over. There is an art to going your own way. You gentlemen take care. Hope to talk to you again soon. Might be another week or two. Peace.